This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Getting the most out of our cows with the proper nutrients. Our focus today on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. More on their programs, resources, and upcoming events, go to pdpw.org. We hear comments from Kirby Krogstad, a graduate research assistant, the Animal Science Department at Michigan State University, who discusses some latest research regarding sweet bran, which has changed the way that cattle are fed.
We looked at feeding sweet bran to dairy cattle, and sweet bran was kind of a nice product to evaluate because, first of all, there's a great amount of literature on it. We found over 28 studies evaluating this particular product, and it's fed the high plains and the southern plains, mostly where the dairy industry is growing. So we really wanted to look at how to optimize it. And I think that's important because feeding byproducts like sweet bran or like distillers grains or canola meal, all of those things that come from other industries, improves our sustainability really through two ways. The first one is it reduces the amount of land area we need to feed a cow. And that was shown in a Journal of Dairy Science article a couple of years ago from Dr. Vandahar. The second way it kind of improves our sustainability is it increases the net contribution of a cow to the human food supply. So instead of using more human edible ingredients, we're using more human inedible ingredients. So the milk we get out of that cow comes from less stuff we could have used to begin with. So those are two concepts I really enjoy thinking about, is how to keep feeding cows stuff that we don't want, we don't desire, or we don't like, and turning it into meat, milk, butter, and ice cream, and whatever else we can come up with. But generally in the data and in our analysis, we found that feeding sweet bran increases intake unless the diet NDF gets too high. So if we feed too much fiber, eventually she's not going to eat anymore because she's going to fill up. She just won't be able to put any more in her rumen. So if we control that NDF level of the diet, control the fiber level, feeding sweet bran will increase her intake a little bit.
Comments from Kirby Krogstad, a graduate research assistant in the Animal Science Department at Michigan State University, who on a recent Dairy Signal webcast at pdpw.org highlighted the importance of byproducts in feed.
They're palatable. Cows seem to really like them. Actually, a couple abstracts from the 2021 ADSA. My former advisor, Dr. Kononoff, his group has started doing palatability research, and they found that corn protein products like DDGs are some of the most preferred protein sources for dairy cattle. So then they've shown that with some of their palatability data, but also that sweet bran is digestible and it passes the rumen quickly. So it does drive a bit of an intake response. The other theme that I picked up on, it's always about walking that fine line of keeping the rumen healthy, but getting enough energy and fermentation in these cows to drive milk. Even if we're feeding a lot of sweet bran, like 30 or 40% of the diet is sweet bran, we still want to have enough starch to drive propionate production to drive milk yield. So our analysis showed that in those high diets, adding starch improved milk yield. And when we talk about milk components with high sweet bran diets, we see sort of opposite response. For milk fat, adding a little more forage NDF when you're feeding sweet bran, you'll increase your milk fat, which is great. The problem is, if you do the same thing, increase your milk fat, you tend to reduce your milk protein. So you've got to find that hot spot where you're maximizing the total amount of solids shipped per cow. And our analysis would say, somewhere between 18 and 20% forage NDF is a really nice spot to be living when you're feeding 20 to 30% of the diet as sweet bran. So I think that would be one benchmark I would pull out of our data. And finally, the last thing that I wanted to bring up, which is a really nice applied question, is when we're feeding sweet bran, maintaining milk protein production seemed to be a bit of a challenge, according to our analysis. Once you get beyond 20 or 30%, which seems like a lot, but it is being done in some places in the field, like in the plains, you can reduce milk protein yield. So I think one area research can continue to investigate this is either looking at rumen-protected amino acids in sweet bran, which is popular and has been done, but the results are inconsistent. And another approach I would prefer to take is finding out a mix of all these protein sources we have, the soybean meals, canola meals, and corn protein sources, and finding out how to mix those together so that we can maintain milk protein yield.
Once again, comments from Kirby Krogstad, graduate research assistant in the Animal Science Department at Michigan State University, from a recent PDPW webcast, Dairy Signal, that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Today. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate.
Join us tomorrow for our monthly Ask the Vet segment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.